The D.C.-based Alliance for Excellent Education says nationally, 1.3 million members of the class of 2010 dropped out. The group says if that number was cut in half, there'd be $19 billion more spent on homes and over $700 million more spent on cars. High school graduates would also collectively earn about $8 billion more in an average year compared to workers who dropped out of high school. And dropouts are three times more likely to be unemployed than college graduates. Wisconsin has a 90% high school graduation rate. Even so, Alliance spokesman Jason Amos says the state would benefit from improving that number.
We estimated that about 14,000 students dropped out from the class of 2010. Cutting that in half, you'd have about 7,000 new high school graduates. They'd earn about $72 million more in the average year. That's about $54 million in spending, an additional $19 million investing. That would support about 400 new jobs in Wisconsin.
Patrick Gasper, spokesman for the State Department of Public Instruction, says the Alliance's findings match those of other groups studying the effects of dropouts. But he says efforts to raise graduation rates could suffer if the governor's proposed $1 billion cut to schools goes through.
At a time when the evidence shows us yet again that we should be investing in education as a tool to improve Wisconsin's economy, the governor's proposed budget includes the highest cut to public education in our state's history.
Gasper says cuts to schools would affect staffing and class sizes in ways that would hurt students' performance. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.